Hey, John.
Hello. How are
Hey,
you?
John.
Morning, John.
How is everybody?
Okay.
Hey, John, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good. Welcome to spring, finally.
Yes.
Well, it seems like we have quite a crowd here.
Yeah,
Sarah, you think we're ready to
start?
There's
still a handful of folks coming in okay. Right now, Rob. Maybe give it another minute or two.
Let me know when.
Yep. I think we're close.
Okay.
Quick count, too. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're at a quorum. So Karen, if you want to go ahead and do roll, or John, you can kick us off and pass it to Karen.
All right. Well, good afternoon, everybody. And welcome to the, I will call the CROG Transportation Committee meeting from Monday, March 22, 2021 to order. And Karen, if you would please do the roll call.
Thank you, John. Hi, everyone. Please unmute yourself to respond to let me know that you are in attendance. Town of Avon. Town of Berlin.
Here.
Bloomfield.
John Coleman here.
Bolton.
Patrice Carson here.
Canton.
Neil Pate here.
Columbia. Coventry.
Todd Penny here.
East Hartford.
Doug Wilson here.
East Windsor. Ellington. Enfield. Farmington.
Ross Arnold here.
Glastonbury.
Dan Pennington here.
Hartford.
Andy Fry is here.
Hebron.
Kevin Kelly's here.
Manchester.
Manchester.
Jeff Lamalva here.
Jeff Lamalva here.
Mansfield.
John Carrington here.
John Carrington here.
Marlborough.
Yeah.
New Britain.
Rob Trottier here.
Newington. Plainville.
Plainville.
Rocky Hill.
You can follow me here.
Simsbury.
Tom Roy is here.
Summers.
Todd Rowland is here.
South Windsor.
Adelton.
Southington.
Southington. Here.
Stafford.
Devin Copperweight here.
Suffield.
Karen Isherwood here.
Holland. Vernon.
Dave Smith, good afternoon.
West Hartford.
Greg Summer here.
Greg Summer here.
Wethersfield.
Eric Greger here.
Willington.
Troy Spazzato here.
And Windsor.
Adam Kessler here.
Is there anyone from GHTD?
Yes, Mary Duffy. Yes, Mary Duffy.
Is there anyone else online from any other organization?
Tyler Newington, Gary Furstenberg.
And from Bloomfield, Jonathan Tietze.
From the town of Andover, Eric Anderson.
Is there anyone else?
Grayson Wright from CTDOT.
Thank you.
And Mike Fisher from BL Companies.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else? Okay, John, all yours.
Larry Brill from Avon.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry.
You're all set, John. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Welcome, everybody. Item number two is the public forum. Is there anyone here from the public that wishes to address the committee at this time? Hearing none, we'll move on to adoption of the minutes. I'd entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting we held on February 22nd, 2021, please.
Patrice Carson, so moved.
Thank you.
Second, Chris Edge.
Thank you, Chris. Motion is made and seconded. Are there any additions, deletions, corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, all in favor, please indicate by saying
aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions?
Todd Penny, Coventry, abstain.
Thank you, Todd. Any other abstentions? Minutes are approved. We'll move on to staff reports. And Carrie, you have the first report on the Unified Work Program.
Yep. So this is just a quick follow-up to what I talked about with everyone last month. We have completed the draft of the FY 2022 to 2023 Unified Planning Work Program, or UPWP, that has now been submitted to the DOT, FTA, and FHWA for their review and consolidated comments. So we did include that draft document with the meeting materials. So if anyone has any comments that they would like to make, we're going to be getting everyone else's comments back by the end of April on the 29th. So if anyone from the committee has any questions or concerns or comments on that draft, we'll be using that same April 29th deadline for those. But we did follow the kind of protocol we outlined in last month's meeting, and we did talk to the towns that were involved in the individual studies, did review those sections before we submitted the draft.
Thank you, Kara. Any questions, comments at this time? Okay, moving on to Tim on the bike ped subcommittee report.
Yes, so on the 9th of March, we had our quarterly bike ped subcommittee meeting. We had a good discussion about some legislation, mostly the safety bill from DOT. And we also had a presentation from Ryan Faulkner from our staff about a new data access tool that we have developed that allows towns to access data from our annual bike ped count and audit. So this tool, we'll be posting it on our website. Couple more improvements that we're making right now, but it'll allow people to download individual results from the bike ped count that we do every year. And it goes back till 2016. So it's a nice wealth of data that we have. That was really all that we had, but just a reminder that the next meeting, which is open to everyone on the committee, as well as others, is going to be Tuesday, June 8th.
Thank you, Tim. Any questions, comments? Tim, are you folks addressing anything related to, the surging interest in electric scooters?
We haven't really addressed that topic, but we could have a presentation on that. I know that the city of Hartford is going to be having a pilot project with electric scooters coming up in the spring and summer this year. So we could ask them to talk about it.
I think it might be of interest to the members of the committee.
Yeah, and especially I think maybe once we get the program underway, you know, it would be a little have a little more to talk about, you know, how it's going.
Very good. Thanks.
Sure.
Roger, Condot's local road safety program.
Right. So Condot has a program for of safety projects on municipally owned roads. They've identified, the statistics show, about 50% of fatal and serious injuries occur on roadways owned by municipalities. So they've developed a list of projects at no cost to municipalities, with the stipulation that the municipalities would be required to own and maintain any traffic control devices that would be installed. And so these projects are being notices being given to the municipalities via to the chief elected officials and the local traffic authority, as I understand it. However, I did obtain this list from Melissa Evans at UConn's T2 Center to give our folks a heads up about these programs. So just want you all to be on the lookout. Hopefully you get these notifications as they come from your chief elected officials. There's some good, it looks like some good programs out there. Traffic signal program with March 25th deadline coming up. There was a signing and striping at unsignalized intersections. That deadline's to be determined yet. A rapid flashing beacon project. Apparently that deadline was March 19th. A pedestrian improvements at signalized intersections with outreach yet to happen from DOT. And similarly, a road diet project with outreach has not gone out to anyone yet from DOT. A horizontal alignment signing project that had a March 19th deadline. And the centerline rumble strips that I had given our group a heads up at the transportation committee back in December. So just wanted to let you know, hopefully you're getting some of these notifications as they come out.
Thank you, Roger. Any questions for Roger? Any other staff reports? Is our fearless leader with us? All right. Rob, the multiple TIP amendments.
Thanks, John.
Seen them in a while.
Yeah, and so they're all backlogged, and it seems like we have a lot to address today. This goes on to a second page, and we have a total of items going through 12D, but I want to try to make this a bit simpler for us. So how I've broken it down is things that we've already approved. As part of the last TIP, we had just started our 2021 TIP recently, and there are leftover projects that for one reason or another, usually they fail to go out in time, so they get bumped to the next year, that we've already approved that need to be inputted into this 2021 to 24 TIP. So those are items 1, 3, 5, 6, 9, 10A through C, and 11A through E. So that is kind of, I wasn't going to go into much detail on any of those because we have already approved those. It's just moving the calendar year on the funding obligation, and so that they can get included in this new TIP. And in the comments, it'll say new project, but that just means a new project to this TIP for those items. Once again, that's 1, 3, 5, 6, 9, 10, and 11. So that leaves 4 and 7 are related, 8 and 12. And I think I'll go into detail on those because those are new to us. Item 2 is an STP urban project. It's in Granby. It's the major intersection on Route 20 and 10 and 202 and 189. And so this reconstructs the entire intersection. It's going to remain a signalized intersection. I know there's been a couple roundabouts up in Granby, but this will remain a signalized intersection with some major safety and capacity improvements. It's a big intersection and carries a lot of traffic, and it's a $7 million project. So that's going to use our STP urban funding. The next one that we haven't seen yet is items 4, and 7 is linked to that. 7 is a breakout project to that. And this involves a major project on the Berlin Turnpike. And really what they're doing is looking at all the signalized intersections and putting in, Honda is modernizing all of those with the latest technology, almost a demonstration project, if you will. And that, I have, Roger and I have reached out to DOT and they are hopefully presenting to us on that project shortly, probably next month. But that is about a $17 million project when you take into account the breakout too. It's in all three, I believe it's in all three towns, not just Berlin and Wethersfield as indicated. I think it's Berlin, Newington and Wethersfield. So that probably means Berlin through Wethersfield. So that's a number of major intersections along the Berlin Turnpike. The next one we have not seen before is, well, we have seen it before, is item 8. That's STP Anywhere funds, which can be used anywhere in the state. And we're always happy to expend those within our region. We've seen this before, but this is a funding increase. So it's not a large funding increase. It's just for mast arm and span pole inspections, which are fairly regular around the state. This is a statewide effort and it's increasing the federal budget on that is increasing from just over $1 million to $1.4 million. And then lastly, as far as items we haven't seen before is item number 12, which is our, if you remember about a year and a half ago, we had a transportation alternative set aside solicitation and our top ranked project was from Mansfield. These are for biking and pedestrian type projects. The downtown pedestrian loop closure was the Mansfield project that was awarded. We had other projects too, but the solicitation assumed there'd be a 2021 through 25 funding bill in place right now, the next federal funding bill. Instead, we just got a 1 year continuing resolution type of funding that we're under right now for 2021. So they just have the money to start that one project, but that would be the Mansfield project, downtown pedestrian loop closure for about $2 million project. And it would close up a loop in the sidewalks that goes around Stores Campus and all the way down to, I think, Route 32 in Mansfield. So those are the TIP amendments. And like I said, there were a number of them that we had approved before that are just coming to us again to get them in the next fiscal year. And I haven't gone into detail on those, but there's backup along with these in your handouts. So that should provide information, or if you have any questions now, I can answer those.
Thank you, Rob. Any questions from anybody? Hearing none. Then I'll entertain a motion to approve the TIP amendments as presented.
We'll move, Chris Edge.
Thank you, Chris. Is there a second?
Second, Jim Solomon.
Thank you, Jim. Any further discussion on the motion to approve the TIP amendments?
Hey, Rob, could I ask a question? This is Rob Trottier from New Britain.
Sure.
So on the item, one of the 9 items, project 171455, I guess it's actually 10A. So there's a traffic signal being replaced in New Britain. It's Hartford Road at Stanley Street. That's under that project number. And we've been trying to coordinate with the department on making intersection improvements with that traffic signal replacement. There, in fact, there was even an RSA done on it, and it was even identified in a CROG report to reconfigure the intersection. And the department's kind of ignoring our request to look at realigning. I mean, we've sent several emails, and I think lastly, Mark Moriarty sent an email to Mark Carlino just last week. But I just want to go on the record before, you know, this gets voted on, that, you know, we want the department to at least acknowledge and you know, give our request a fair look before we approve this.
Do you want to, should we hold off on that one? Let me see what time frame. You know, that has right away final design and construction. I mean, one thing we could do is hold off on just the construction portion, seeing that's out in 2022. Okay. And maybe just, I assume they want to get the 2021 right away in FD. That might be critical path for them. So yep. Maybe that is the way to approach it, is to just hold off on the 10C and to get their attention and pass the remainder of them. That's what I would recommend, if everybody's okay with that.
Well, the right away is in fact what they're trying to do, though.
It might, I don't know. Do you have any idea of right away, Rob? But at least if the construction phase is not approved, that will definitely get their attention.
Yeah, I don't think right away is an issue. I think they have, you know, the realignment that we're requesting can be done in the existing right away.
And I would suggest we don't deny it, but we just put it on hold, the 10C.
Okay. I think that would help us.
Are the maker and the seconder of the motion okay with that modification?
Chris Edge, yes.
I accept him, Solomon.
All right. Any other requests for information or suggestions?
So, John, that's two different motions? Or is it the same motion?
It's the same motion.
Same motion? Okay, thanks.
I would just include it in the same motion as, you know, that we, CROG is approving the TIP amendments with the exception of the construction
10C. Portion
of 10C.
Thanks, John.
Yep. Any further comments or on the motion?
I think you may want to clarify that 10C is being, and this is Jonathan Tesi, is just being tabled and not, as Rob said, and not being denied.
Well, we're not approving the construction part of 10C.
Right. Oh, that's fine, yeah.
The rest of it we're approving. Right. Rob will check out whatever communication we send over to CONDOT.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rob, I don't want to cause any ill will with the department on this.
Would you rather approach it differently? Would you rather approve it and just, I could tell them we considered tabling it, or?
Yeah, I think that's a better route. You know, I don't want this to, you know, get them upset that I just wanted it on the record that, you know, we had made the request and, you know, we're not really sure what direction they're heading.
Okay. We can handle it that way if you'd like.
Yeah. I think that'd be better.
How often do we reconsider tips? We can do it at any meeting, right?
We could do it at the next meeting. Yes. But,
Rob,
some paperwork for them.
Rob,
Grayson, go ahead.
This is Grayson from CTDOT. Since the policy board has the final approval, you know, if we can get it resolved before Wednesday's meeting, we could work on that.
Okay.
Why don't we just say we strongly encourage department to address the city of New Britain's concerns
prior to Wednesday's approval?
No, in this motion. Right.
Yeah, I think anything would be helpful. Like I said, Mark, you know, Mark Moriarty sent an email to Mark Carlino. I was out last week and Mark's out today, so I haven't heard anything back. I don't know if he responded. I just want to make sure they don't move forward without you know, at least taking into consideration our request.
We should make that part of the motion so they understand the consideration, not just coming from the staff, in my opinion.
I'd let them sweat for a month.
Well, that's, there seems to be not a consensus on this at the moment. So why don't we see if we, as opposed, we can either make it as a part of a communication that when we transmit the motion, we could have a covering letter that says that the committee wants to share with Condot its concern that New Britain has with this particular project and draw attention to that concern. That's one alternative. The other alternative is that we can actually incorporate it into the motion itself, which we have not done, that we are recommending approval of these to the policy board, but also that we have the specific concern about this particular project moving forward without further conversation between the department and the city of New Britain.
I think that second one is a good option, John. And in the meantime, I can try to get a hold of Condot and get more official word. And if they respond to Rob's, you know, satisfaction, then we can just, you know, ignore it at the policy board there, or report on it, you know, that we've gotten further clarification.
Yeah, I don't want to, like I said, I don't want to hold them up. I just want to make sure they're, you know, they're giving us a fair look.
Rob, do you have that wording down that you're comfortable with and incorporating into the motion, or do we need an actual amendment to the motion?
I'm comfortable with how we just agreed upon it. Do we need to restate it, or I feel like I understand what the tenor is.
Are all members of the committee comfortable with that approach and the language I suggested?
Rob, handle it, and I think it'll work out.
All right, then without any further discussion, I will ask for all those in favor of the motion, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions. Motion passes unanimously, Karen, and I'll leave it to you and Rob. If you need to run it back past me, that's fine. Just send me an email.
Okay, thank you, John.
Yep. Thanks, John.
Yep. Item number six, Mike, on the bike share feasibility study update, and we have to take action on that resolution.
Yep, thank you, John. So back in 2014, CROG initiated a bike share feasibility study, and based on its findings, held an RFP for a bike share program. However, due to COVID, that program was never fully implemented. Since then, CROG towns have expressed an interest in continuing to pursue a region-wide bike share model. The resolution before you today would permit the agency to spend up to $50,000 in RSG funding to commission an update to the 2014 study. If you have any questions, just let me know.
Thank you, Mike. Does anybody have any questions?
Mike, I just had a quick question. This is Tom Roy from Simsbury. How, or as part of this study, what are we going to do different than what we learned from the last bike share program?
I think that's part of the feasibility study that we're trying to figure out. I can go back and take a look, and let you know, Tom.
Okay. Yeah, I just think that, you know, that it was a well-meaning effort, and I think a lot of people put a lot of effort into it, and I think it's just important to learn what didn't go right there, so the next time this thing can be a little bit more successful.
Okay.
I think another thing that we're trying to do is figure out how to operate, seeing COVID, if it totally changed the game plans for how these no-cost services work, because a lot of them went under, and we got to find out what the new landscape is.
Yeah, if I'm understanding correctly, Tim, too, I think scooters might be looked at in this.
the city of Hartford is looking at scooters right now. This would really just be on bike share. But to answer your question, Tom, one thing that went wrong was the firm that we chose in our RFP, they went under, partially due to COVID and partially just due to changing dynamics in the bike share market. So one of the things that we're really looking to find out is, you know, where is the market now? You know, what's happening with all the different players? You know, what systems are thriving, which ones are really struggling, and just kind of figure out, you know, what are the models that are working and what are the models that are just not working anymore? Because it appears that the privately financed, privately run for-profit model, where it's no cost to the town, is just not working at this time, at least for smaller markets. So we need to take a look and see what could work for us.
Any other questions? If not, I'd entertain a motion to approve this resolution.
Patrice Carson, so moved.
Thank you, Patrice.
Said second.
Thank you, Chris. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention. It's unanimous, Karen. And we'll move on to item number 7, which is the project rankings for the CMAQ program. Pramod.
Thank you, John. Good afternoon, everyone. In your DC meeting package, you'll find a memo regarding CMAQ project ranking. And this is a follow-up on the CMAQ funding discussions that we've been doing in the last couple of meetings. So we had asked for our municipality to submit projects under CMAQ funding, and we received 5 projects from 5 different municipalities, Hartford, Canton, West Hartford, East Hartford, and New Britain. And we analyzed the project based on the criteria that we mentioned in December, January. And based on that, the second page of the memo lists how the projects are ranked in different categories, in cost effectiveness, that via emission savings, regional significance, and commitment by town to operate the project. So good news is that all 5 projects are going to compete statewide. We're going to send all 5 projects, but we have ranked them from 1 to 5. That will make a little bit of a weight in terms of how the state will rank it. State still has 80 points to rank the projects on cost effectiveness and then operation maintenance. And it looks at our recommendation as 20% of regional significance. And based on that, our projects will get number like points for each based on number 1 to 5. And I communicated the ranking to towns and described why we did so and what it did. So here we are asking the committee to endorse the ranking to go to a policy board to approve it. And we'll send it this with applications, completed applications to DOT to prior to its deadline in April 7th. So I'm happy to answer any questions here about ranking and any other questions regarding these projects. Otherwise, I request that TC endorse the ranking.
Thank you, Pramod. Any questions, comments? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve the ranking criteria for the CMAQ program.
Chris Edge first.
Tom Roy.
Thank you, Tom.
Chris Edge second.
Thank you, Chris. Any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions. Thank you all. It's unanimous, Karen. Move on to item number 8, which is transportation planning study solicitation and ranking criteria. Kara?
Thanks, John. So on March 8th, we released solicitation for transportation planning studies. We've been mentioning the past couple months that such a solicitation was anticipated from the DOT, and it is here. So as part of that solicitation, we noted that we're going to, that CROG intends to submit two studies to the DOT for consideration as a result of the solicitation. So what we wanted to do today was discuss the ranking criteria by which those projects will be selected. And just quickly to recap the solicitation itself, it is for transportation planning studies. Our expectation is that this will be using STP urban funding. The minimum project size, study size is going to be 150,000, and towns will be required to provide a 20% non-federal match. In the event that there is a project or a study on a state roadway or with a transit focus, the state might split that 20%, 10% state, 10% municipality. But we do want towns to assume that they might be responsible for that 20% match. The applications are due on April 26th, and we will be discussing the ranking at the May meeting. But in terms of the ranking criteria, what CROG staff is proposing is 15 points for community character and regional significance, and that will be in terms of how the proposed study relates to other studies that are either planned or underway, whether or not the study is, or the issue that the study is looking at is identified in the Municipal Plan of Conservation and Development, consistency with CROG's Metropolitan Transportation Plan, and consistency with the Regional Transportation Safety Plan. Then we're also proposing a maximum of 10 points for addressing regional performance measures, and that would include improvements to the federal performance areas, so safety, infrastructure condition, freight movement, congestion reduction, and or emissions reduction. We wouldn't be expecting town to kind of exactly quantify that using the exact performance targets, but just kind of focusing on those areas generally. And then 5 points for economic development, 5 points for multimodal considerations, and then 5 points for environmental justice, or the study area falling within an environmental justice target area. So that would be a total of 40 points. That's our proposal. We'd like to open it up for discussion if anyone has any concerns or alternative suggestions for how we want to rank these.
Comments, folks? Kara, just one thing strikes me again, as it always does with all of these things, is whether these criteria put our smaller rural brethren at a disadvantage to compete in terms of, you know, regional significance, multimodal, environmental justice. It seems to me that they're going to have some challenges with all three of those. And I'm not sure what the answer is, but I think we need to recognize that and see.
Right. And we did discuss that among staff when we were putting this together. I think that the one that is kind of hard to get around is the EJ consideration. But in terms of multimodality, we are considering things like freight. And I know that at least one of our smaller towns who had contacted me about a potential project they were thinking about did have a freight component. So even if it's freight trucking, we would consider that a second mode in addition to automobiles. So I do think there's a little bit of wiggle room on the multimodality piece. And in terms of the regional significance, the MTP does have considerations for our smaller towns. And so just tying into that, like any of those kind of broad goals of the plan, a smaller town would still be able to get at least a good chunk of those points. The environmental justice areas are predominantly in our more populous towns, that is correct. But it but it is also a priority consideration.
I don't disagree with that. I think, yeah. We're damned if we do and damned if we don't.
I know.
I guess I would like to, if possible, reserve not final judgment, but sort of final consideration. Let's stick with this, see what happens, and then see, you know, if some of our, some of the smaller communities do submit applications, see how their ranking come out, and maybe at that, if it's clear that they're not going to be able to compete, maybe we'll have to make some adjustments at that point, if that's permissible.
I mean, I think that ultimately the rankings that we'll come back with at the May meeting will ultimately be on this committee to approve, deny, or change them. I think it's also one thing that's worth noting about the solicitation generally that I probably should have mentioned in the onset is we'll be submitting our two projects to the DOT, whether or not they choose to initiate them is still to be seen. We're hopeful that they will. These studies won't be getting underway until winter of next year. So there is gonna be a bit of a gap, but I definitely hear what you're saying about wanting to make sure that our smaller towns have at least a shot at this. I think that the ranking criteria are kind of flexible enough, with the exception of EJ, that it shouldn't be a huge detriment. But I think we're open to kind of further discussion of that when the rankings kind of flesh out. It's hard to know. We've had about five towns contact us with some level of interest. Whether or not all of those or more put in is to be seen. I don't know whether we're going to be putting in two. I don't know whether we want to reserve one of those for a rural town. I don't know how the committee would feel about that. I don't know, Rob, how you feel about that. We haven't talked about it.
Let's see how it develops.
It's tough because, I mean, obviously if it's it has to be a good project. So if we just say we're going to take one from a rural town and we only receive one and we end up submitting one that Condot doesn't compete well with Condot, that would make it tough. But I'd be more in favor of including another category if there was one that we could, or split a category if there's something worthwhile that's defendable at a rural level, you know, that would score well on that.
One thing we had floated internally was points for someone who hadn't gotten a study recently. We ended up excluding that from this list because it felt a little gray in terms of where that cutoff would be. And that wouldn't explicitly help rural towns either, because there are some larger that haven't had studies recently either.
Karen Isher, I'm not sure if you mentioned increasing the maximum amount of points for the performance measures, the regional performance measures, so that it is more in line with what some of those other smaller ones, if you looked at all of them combined, say you don't have the multimodal, you don't have the EJ, you just maybe increase that 10 to 20 and go with an arbitrary 50 points, if that would help.
I'd be okay with that.
I'd be fine with that. Especially if that's what the committee wants.
Right. I mean, the thing with the performance measures is that is a pretty flexible category. And it is something we've been talking about for a couple of years now, is tying our planning program more specifically to a performance-based model. So increasing the point total for that category would be in line with that goal as well.
Is the are members of the committee comfortable with changing that metric from 10 to 20? Any objection?
No objection.
No.
All right, Kara, why don't we...
changing it to 15, making it equivalent to community character and regional significance.
I was thinking a lot of those ones that go for the smaller, the 5 and the 5, are also going to be tacking on to the 15, and that's going to be tougher to compete with. I was thinking changing the 10 to a 20 would have been like the minimum. It could even be a little bit more, but I didn't want to be so crazy over the regional significance. I think they're all big numbers. I just think there's a lot of remote towns that aren't going to be able to play in a lot of those fields.
Yeah, I'm more comfortable bumping the that one up to 20.
We know how DOT will rank them?
DOT isn't necessarily going to be ranking them necessarily. What the issue in the past has been, we've submitted projects and then DOT has come back saying that they don't have adequate staffing for additional studies. Though Grayson, so, I don't know if you have any light to shed on that question. Not to put you on the spot.
Well, it's like what you just said. We a while back we formed a study committee at the department to vet these projects before the COGS went ahead and conducted the studies without DOT participation. So one of the main reasons behind us looking at them is to determine whether or not we have the resources, meaning especially human resources, staff to participate in the study, to have department participation. And also to determine if it's something that was done previously or is something that we're looking at. So that's the primary reason for us to review the studies that are submitted by the COGS.
Cara, can I make a comment?
Of course.
Yeah, this is Kevin over in Hebron. Hey, just representing a smaller town, I think the economic development is kind of important for the smaller towns because we're always looking for ways to grow. So I think might want to consider upping the point process for that.
Neil Pate from Canton, I agree with that comment from Kevin.
And as the rep from the smallest population in the capital region town, I would say I agree with that also.
Okay.
I would agree from Berlin as well.
So
Duffield has no problem with that.
So do we want to up the performance measures to 20 and economic development to 10, and then we have it out of 55? I mean, I'm not opposed to an uneven number for the total. It's all.
Folks okay with that?
Good.
Yep.
All right, 20 and 10.
Okay, so for a total of 55.
Right, so it'll go 15, 20, 10, 5, 5.
Okay.
With those modifications, I'd entertain a motion to approve the ranking criteria.
Chris Edge.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Karen Isherwood seconds.
Thank you. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? It's unanimous. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rob and Kara and staff, are there any other business to come before the committee?
No.
I got one question for Rob, if I could.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Has DOT kept up with your quarterly lots up meetings, or did you have one and done?
Oh, no, we have a quarterly lots up meeting every quarter.
I just want to make sure they kept up what they said they would do. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. And they provide us the Well, it depends what kind of meeting we're talking about, but they provide us, there's a financial one that we.
Hugh said that they would meet with you to discuss our region's project since we were their biggest customer. That was the quote. I guess they haven't, is what you're saying.
Not that specifically. No, I'll get in touch with them.
I'm not surprised.
Any other comments, questions, other business? Well, thank you all. Be well, be safe. Hope you're getting your shots. Get out and about. Enjoy this great weather. And I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Patrice Carson, so moved.
Thank you. Chris Edge, second.
Thank you, Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, can I get...
Thank you, Mr. Coleman.
Thank you all. Be well, everybody. Thank you, managed staff.
Thank you. Bye.
Yes, thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.